Chris Bannon of WNYC, Radio Days Europe, an American over here. Tell us about WNYC.
Well, we started as a municipal broadcasting service for the city of New York. We became independent and listener-supported about 20 years ago. We produce more than 375 hours of programming a week on all of our stations, which now number about 8 radio stations. And we also, of course, serve a much larger audience now through our digital services. We have a website, WNYC.org, put a plug in for that. And every month through our sites, we serve 13 million downloads.
So has digital online become more important than the actual broadcast linear radio station?
Radio still pays the bills. The radio audience is very, very loyal in New York and to some degree online, and we ask them to support us with direct contributions, which is a different model than the one they have in Europe. And 40% of our incomes, of our yearly income, comes from listeners who have just decided voluntarily to give.
So that begs the question, is it possible to make money out of podcasting? I know many people have tried over the years.
It certainly is. If you listen to Mark Maron's podcast, WTF, you know that someone can do a great show by himself and make a lot of money. I think that our goal isn't really to make money. It's to, can we create something that will last a long time, have a lasting value to our audience, make them feel something, make them think a little bit, give them the reward that our brand is supposed to give them for intelligent content of whatever kind on whatever subject. And then over time, I hope that they'll find that thing that they like, that podcast, and a couple of the others that they discover that we do will enable them to think about giving us a contribution at some point. But it can often take, we have a long game with our audience. We are invested in a long relationship with them, and it may take them 3 or 4 or 5 years of listening. That's fine. However long it takes, we're here to wait.
In terms of the future, podcasting obviously takes time to download. Is there other things, other technologies you're looking into now? Are you going shorter, longer? How's it working?
We have a brand new app that's available in the iTunes App Store under the WNYC heading. And it has a feature called Discover, just launched last week. The Discover button, if you press it, will ask you how many minutes of time do you have? 20 minutes, 40 minutes, how long is your commute? You press that button, you tell it, what do you like to listen to? Things about books, music, let's say technology, those three things. You hit the send button, it will retrieve all the recent material that we have on those subject areas and put them into a little feed for you so that you can take it out on your walk or your treadmill or your commute to work. And that trust that I hope the audience has in us curating a little bit, but giving them a chance to really choose what parts of our content they want, I think is a brilliant innovation that I'm quite proud that our technological team was able to do. And I think it will change the way we program ultimately once we learn what people are really listening to and like it.
So is there enough data yet to say what the ideal length of a podcast is, etc.?
I don't think so. I mean, I have been working on Freakonomics Radio, one of our podcasts. I've shot for episodes that are 20 to 25 minutes. I think in our industry and public radio in the U.S., that's a good length. It's enough to do something substantial. I know in other media companies are going much shorter. Our app, the Discover app, does favor shorter segments. And so we will have to figure out how do we do our mission in less time than we've done it before. But I think our audience also, they're here to listen. They really want to be immersed in someone's ideas or their personality. And I'm not really going to worry about getting to a 4-minute podcast as the goal of what we try to create.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, Chris, and good luck.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.